Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. As we move into mid-June, we will begin to see plenty of wildflowers blooming across Alaska's many regions. Wildflowers are a core part of what makes Alaska's summer landscape so beautiful and vibrant. Wildflower season tends to reach its peak in late June to mid-July, but it usually starts around late May, early June, and continues up until August. There are thousands of different kinds of wildflowers in Alaska, ranging in habitat from alpine tundra to lowland riverbanks. Alpine meadows are often one of the earliest places to see blooming wildflowers, usually starting around early mid-June. They often have fairly thin snow coverage due to wind, so there is less snow that needs to melt before the flowers start blooming. Woolly loosewort, alpine azalea, alpine forget-me-nots, and mountain avens are just some prominent examples of the many kinds of wildflowers that grow in alpine meadows. Flowers in low-elevation, coastal areas often start blooming around mid-late June. These include flowers such as lupin, columbine, wild roses, bluebells, coastal paintbrush, chocolate lilies, and wild geranium. High-elevation glacial rivers and lakes have flowers that start to bloom in early July and continue to bloom throughout the whole month. Dwarf River Beauty is the most notable of these, with its vibrant pink petals blanketing the banks of alpine rivers and lakes. Coastal to subalpine areas with disturbed soil are home to one of Alaska's most popular wildflowers, fireweed. This bright, tall flower gets its name from its reputation of being the first thing to pop up after a wildfire. Fireweed is a pioneer species that tends to first grow in previously disturbed areas such as roadsides, riverbanks, trailsides, and wildfire burn scars. Fireweed usually starts blooming in mid to late July and continues blooming throughout early to mid-August. Wildflower season offers one of the best opportunities for beautiful landscape photography. The vibrant flowers adorning the mountains, hillsides, riverbanks, and coasts make the views truly beautiful. Wildflower season is also a great opportunity for wildlife photography, and if you are only interested in the flowers themselves, a good macro lens can offer some amazing pictures that capture the intricate details of a flower. I have always loved hiking up into the mountains as wildflower season starts and looking for the early alpine flowers. I also certainly recommend going out and looking for wildflowers on the coast of Kachemak Bay as the coastal wildflower season starts. This is written by Latuya Higman and read by Liv Ladair, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.